Hi. This week we're looking into the past and remembering some things from the past. We're going to talk about the celibacy of the clergy. The First Lateran Council, it was a general council, adopted the following canons. Canon 3 says, "We absolutely forbid priests, deacons, and subdeacons to associate with concubines and women, or to live with women other than such as the Nicene Council for reasons of necessity permitted, namely, the mother, sister, or aunt, or any such person concerning whom no suspicion could arise." And Canon 21 was also adopted, which says, "We absolutely forbid priests, deacons, subdeacons, and monks to have concubines or to contract marriage. We decree, in accordance with the definitions of the sacred canons, that marriages already contracted by such persons must be dissolved, and that the persons be condemned to do penance." End quote. Now, such is the history of the Catholic Church and its doctrine. In Romans chapter 4, verse 3, the Apostle Paul wrote these words, "What does the Scripture say?" Now, that's a good question, and it should be asked concerning everything that we do in our secular and our religious lives. What does the Scripture say? First, the Scriptures say that it is wrong to dissolve a legitimate marriage. The First Lateran Council decreed that marriages already contracted by such persons as priests, deacons, and monks must be dissolved, and that the persons be condemned to do penance. These were the words of a council of uninspired men. Here are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Matthew 19, verse 4, "He answered and said to them, Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate." It is wrong for people to dissolve legitimate marriages for no reason. A church council has no right whatsoever to contradict God's law. Second, what do the Scriptures say? To forbid marriage is a doctrine of demons, according to the Scriptures. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, I'm reading verses 1 through 3. "Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth." From the very beginning of time, it was God's intention that one man should marry one woman, and that they should be companions for life. In 1 Corinthians 7, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, "Now concerning the things of which you wrote to me, it's good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband." There's a difference between saying, on the one hand, it would be better not to marry, then saying, on the other hand, we absolutely forbid priests, deacons, subdeacons, and monks to have concubines or to contract marriage. This council may have had a good point concerning concubinage, but not concerning marriage. The third thing, what do the Scriptures say? The Scriptures say that bishops are commanded to be married. Now think carefully about this. According to the Scriptures, a bishop is the same thing as an elder in the church. When the qualifications of elders or bishops were given, one of the requirements was for the bishops to have a wife, and another requirement was to have children. Listen to the Scripture. I'm reading from 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. "This is a faithful saying. If a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous, one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God? Well, there you have it. This is inspired scripture versus the doctrine of men. Are all churches and religions equal? Absolutely not. Some churches, like the Catholic Church, are governed by uninspired men and councils. The doctrine of the celibacy of the clergy is just one example. When churches ignore the Scripture and make their own church laws, God rejects them. In Matthew 15, verse 9, Jesus said, "In vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. And there, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.